Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is 100, where we keep it 100 with your host, Tanya, and we're going to laugh it out today with actor-comedian A.J. Johnson. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, babe. How you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored.
I know you are. A little sexy voice. Hey.
That's funny. Our call-in number today is 347-857-2383. So for all our listeners out there, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is A.J. Johnson. Y'all know me from Friday. Ezell, my neck, my back, my neck and my back. Y'all call in. Let's talk.
Okay, we want to talk about give us your family life, and you can start with where you were born, and we'll keep the conversation going.
All right, yeah. I was born and raised in Compton all my life. Grew up, you know. My father was in the business, started me out as a stuntman. I used to do stunts when I was little. And I met my boy Robin Harris, and he got me into the business, telling jokes.
Okay.
And he's been on ever since. Yeah.
All right. Do you remember your first job? Name your first job.
My first job, I was a custodian at Compton High School, sweeping up classrooms. I think I did that for a week and quit. And then
so as you went through life, was the profession that you chose the one that you initially wanted?
No, I never really wanted to be I never thought of me being a comedian. I mean, but I was always the one that, like, was in school. They used to bag on each other, playing the dozens. Everybody used to come get me because I was the best one that could do it, you know. Everybody, like, they used to call me Lil Wayne. They like, where Lil Wayne? Go get Lil Wayne. And I bag on everybody sitting around the table, talk about their mamas and stuff. But I never think I'd be a comedian. So.
Who are some of the people in it? Of the people in the industry that you haven't worked with that you would like to work with?
Tommy Davidson. And who else? Martin Lawrence.
We did, Tommy.
Who worked with Tommy?
We just came off tour with Tommy.
No, I'm talking about movie-wise.
Oh, okay.
Well, we have a co-host today.
Yeah, that's my manager.
Yeah, and Mr. Mike D, for all the listeners that are out there, he is co-hosting today.
Yeah.
Okay, so name some of your past people who influenced you. Like from
name
your
some of my past
era.
What? Name some of my past work.
You from your era.
I can't hear you. Somebody in the back talking. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, name some of your past people who influenced you of your era.
Oh, Chris Tucker, Kevin Hart. All the ones you see on TV today, they influence me. Well, I really influence them, but now they influence me, so. But, you know, they make, especially Kevin. Kevin make you want to go home and write a whole new act, you know, when you see him. You know, because he really got himself together, though, you know. That's who I look, I don't look up, I just look at, you know.
Okay, here at 100, we have a bucket list. Is there any place you would like to travel that you haven't went to yet?
Yep, Africa.
Africa, okay, that's an excellent choice.
I want to go to Africa.
All right, anywhere else?
Probably France. See the Leaning, I want to see the Leaning Tower.
Okay, okay.
It is. My mom had it.
Now, what advice would you give to the youth today on achieving their goals, short term as well as long?
Stay in school and don't, as far as being a comedian, don't ever let nobody tell you you can't do it. Just stick to it, and if you got to act, do it. Don't let tell nobody, don't do that on stage. Whatever you do, do it. Because when I was coming up, it was comedians tell me, man, you shouldn't do this on stage, man, because that ain't funny. Then turn around, they start doing it on stage. It was funny then. I mean, just keep whatever you doing, man, keep doing it.
Okay. Being Compton born, who are your music influences? Who do you like to listen to?
Dr. Dre. That's who I listen to, Dr. Dre. I don't even know these new rappers out. I don't even. I'm like 49, so I really don't listen to rap no more. So.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
And we here at 100 talk about health and fitness. What do you do to stay fit at 49?
Run to McDonald's.
That's funny. Do you have like your own fitness routine other than going to McDonald's?
On a weekend's Burger King, have it your way.
Yeah. I say I run to McDonald's and run to Wendy's.
Oh, wow. That's funny. So do you like sports?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I need you to focus. Do you like sports?
Okay, I'll focus. That was just an inside joke. Okay, go ahead, babe.
Hilarious. Do you like sports? If so, who are your favorite teams?
Well, I like football. Green Bay Packers is my favorite football team. And the Lakers were my basketball team, but I think I'm going to switch over to the Clippers. I'm going to switch over midstream.
What upcoming projects do you have that you could share with us?
Well, we just shot a, well, not, it ain't no pilot, but it was a table read for a TV show with George Wallace that we waiting to see if either CBS or NBC going to pick it up. So we're waiting on that. Hopefully that'll get picked up. And got a couple of low-budget movies these dudes been talking to me about. I'm waiting on them, but, you know, people just be talking. So.
Okay, yeah. All right. So do you feel, getting back when you said the TV show pilot, do you feel that there are a lot of doors opening for comedians for TV shows today, like back in the day, such as Martin or Living Color?
Because there's too many reality shows on. Every channel is a reality show, and there ain't too many sitcoms on. So it's probably hard. It's hard getting a sitcom on now. because everybody focuses on reality shows. But when a good sitcom come on there, I think they're going to put it on.
Okay, and revisiting the last question, when is there any advice to the listeners out there on how to set the foundation? Because you have definitely set the blueprint for your longevity in your career. So you've already set the foundation. So would you give any up-and-coming comedians, what advice would you give them?
Just get somebody behind you, like y'all find Mike B, and get somebody behind you, man, that believe in you and willing to push you and stand behind you, man. Just have somebody in your corner and believe in what you believe in, and just go forward and don't look around and keep straight.
Okay. So what would be your best advice for someone that's in your field now?
Someone in my field?
Mm-hmm.
Go get a regular job, because I don't want nobody else doing this but me. I don't need no more competition.
That is funny.
Oh, God.
That is funny. For all the listeners out there, again, the call-in number is 347-857-2383. So how was it when you were, let's pick the period, like when you first started out doing your stand-up, what were your audience like when you first started out? Like, did you do the big often, or did you gradually get to the big audiences?
Yeah, when I first started out, it was it wasn't that many comedians when I first started out, so we had stuff like BET, Def Jam, so it was easier. It was much easier for us to get on TV because there wasn't that many comedians. So we was working like big stages, and it was easier for us to go out of town. But now it's like 1,000 comedians. Everybody want to be a comedian now. So it's kind of, and they don't have no platform to go to now.
Okay.
So, yeah, back in the day,
again,
it was easier.
It was easier. So
yeah.
What do you do now in the present to keep your longevity? Because you have how many years in the game now?
Like 27.
Okay. So how do you keep your longevity? What are
Shoot
your
that
goals?
Long.
Trying to stay on stage, trying to keep reveling, and let everybody know that I'm still around. I try to stay in everybody's face. Everybody, somebody doing something, I'm trying to be in there.
Okay. Any formal training? Like, did you do, a lot of people do workshops, or they go to, like, do you have any formal training, or are you self-taught?
No, I ain't never did no workshops, no training, no acting classes, none of that.
Could you name some of your mentors?
Yeah, J. Anthony Brown, Martin Lawrence, Tommy Davidson, some people that I first, Robin Harris, and the people that when they got me in the business, I looked up to.
That is awesome. I'm just really enjoying this. And again, the call-in number is 347-857-2383. And we are live with actor-comedian A.J. Johnson.
Is that you making a phone call? Did she just ring the bell?
So you said you felt that it's hard for the industry now. I don't watch you.
Is Dougie Fresh on the phone?
I done lost you again. I keep losing.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought Dougie Fresh was on the phone. Okay, what happened? Okay.
Why do you think it's hard for people in the industry now as far as comedians? Because everyone wants to be a comedian. So could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, because it's like everybody want to be a comedian now. And if you don't have no big name, you can't go out of town. But it's like if the promoters, this just happened to me like a couple of weeks ago. A promoter was looking for me and asked this other comedian. I was just with this comedian. And the promoter asked this comedian, he said, man, do you know how to get in touch with AJ Johnson? And this comedian looked me right in the face and said, no, I ain't seen AJ in a while. When he just talked to me. He just talked to me. And he told me, he said, well, I want AJ to come out of town, and I want to give him such and such amount of dollars. And he said, oh, man, I'd do it for this. You know, so he backstabbed me to try to go out of town and do the show for a little amount of money. You know what I'm saying? It's just too many comedians out there now. There's lowballing me and, you know, next man.
So what do you do to stay relevant? Let's talk about that.
I stay on them stages, try to stay on somebody's stage. You know, I'm trying to get in somebody's movie. I'm trying to get on somebody's TV show. I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to keep my face in somebody else's face.
You got to keep in mind, too, AJ's already relevant. If he doesn't do another show, another movie on life, he will always go down as Ezel on Friday. But AJ got movies underneath his belt from 1982 all the way up until 2007, 2008.
Yes, he has definitely set the blueprint. Again, that is my co-host today, Mike B.
Mike B. I'm giggling. Oh, that's a phone man. That's Dougie Fresh.
I hear a phone call in the background.
Yeah.
Are you going tomorrow?
So would you do any workshops, like host any workshops in the near future? Would that be something that you would like to do?
Mm-mm. Now for what? What would I do that for? No, I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, but it wouldn't be helping me to do nothing. It wouldn't be helping me.
You did wrong for that old man. Okay. Hilarious.
Are you helping me?
I know, I'm pretty good. I think we got another co-host.
Uh-oh. Hello, baby.
No, I didn't
know. Oh.
Is that your background, Ms. Jackson?
No, not my background.
It's not our background.
And damn sure ain't my background.
It ain't mine.
Our is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Is it four people on this phone?
Could you?
There's got to be somebody else on this phone.
Yes, it is. No, not all the time.
Yeah, somebody got a kid.
That ain't you, Mike?
No, that ain't me. I'm sitting in my office.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I had to mute.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's get back on track, guys.
Right.
Oh, shit, it was her.
Mm-hmm. Trying to play it off.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, she ain't cooked dinner for them kids trying to do an interview.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was not me. I don't have no babies.
That's what AJ, you're going to have a lot.
For a track.
I'm going to have one tomorrow.
Okay, y'all funny. So let's get back to naming your influences. You had stated Robin Harris, late Robin Harris. He's also my era. So name some of your influences.
Tommy Davis, Jamie Foxx,
mm-hmm.
Martin Lawrence, Robin Harris, Anthony Brown.
And he said, who would you like to work with that you haven't worked with? I know we had our
Tommy
today
Davis.
We had our other co-host mention that. So those are.
I said Tommy Davis.
Right, that you would like to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I know it's been a journey for me.
It's been a journey for me, too, and them kids.
But I want to thank you for sharing your journey with us today.
And I thank you for going on this journey with me.
I want to thank you very much.
You're welcome, boo-boo.
And thank you, co-host Mike B.
Salute. Anytime. Anything for the kids.
And for all the listeners out there, again, I thank you. And stay encouraged and be blessed. And this is 100 with your host, Tanya, and actor, comedian, A.J. Johnson. I want everybody to have
all
a
right.
wonderful evening.
Okay.
All right. All right, man. See y'all later.
All right.